Welcome, everybody. You are listening to Living the Good Life, brought to you every week at this time from Beacon of Hope Ministries. We are in Dunedin, Florida. Actually, the radio station's in Clearwater, and it is beautiful today. And some of you may not be experiencing great weather, but we hope that wherever we're sorry for you. Yes, we hope that wherever you are, you're enjoying a wonderful day. This is Mother's Day, and this is an exciting day, and hopefully some of you are celebrating, and maybe some of you aren't. Maybe you're sitting at home and doing some other things, but we are glad you have joined us today. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister from Beacon of Hope Ministries, and this is Living the Good Life. With me in the studio today is Connie Farmer. Connie, where are you there?
I are here.
Okay.
With one ear.
All right. We had some technical difficulties here. And with us in the studio is Michelle Cardinal for the first time.
Wave to everybody.
Yeah, wave on that video
just
camera there. There you go.
There
we're excited that Michelle is here with us. And we're going to have some great conversation today. We're talking about the mother nature of God, guys, and the fact that God does have a side of him that is very, very motherly. And some of our listening audience are probably thinking, what does that mean? Didn't know that, never heard of that. And we're going to talk about that in detail today. And there are so many things that people are going on in people's lives right now around. I hear about it all the time. You guys, Michelle and Connie, you hear about circumstances.
The economy is just
killing
everybody.
Economy's difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, it's taking its toll.
There's job problems. There's
gas
problems.
Prices.
Oh, yeah. Gas prices, ridiculous. Yeah.
Every prices.
Yeah, no kidding. Because nobody has the
prices,
money to spend.
Taxes.
It's hard. It's really a hard time in people's lives. And those of you out there listening today, you're probably experiencing some difficulties, too. You wouldn't be human if you weren't, because all of us are going through some hard times. And we have good news for you today on Living a Good Life.
Amen, we do.
We do. God cares about those difficulties.
Every aspect
of it. And that's where I don't want to steal the pastor's thunder. That's when you need God most, it seems, when we go to God.
That's right.
Is when we're going through these trials and tribulations. And again, another aspect of being human is forgetting to praise him when you're going through the good times and you really seek him out during the hardships. And the layoffs,
right?
And the prices and
right.
increases, and he's there. He is there.
And it's hard sometimes to remember to praise him. You just said that.
It is,
and it is, because there are times that we just
take him for granted.
And we just major on the problem. You know, we get so involved in the problem, we just don't think about the good things that are happening.
Yeah. And consumed. It consumes you, where it prevents you from doing just that, praising him.
We were talking on the way over here. It prevents us from living life. We miss out on our daily life and interactions because we're fretting over everything.
Exactly. But there are some good things happening. Mm-hmm. There are answers to prayer happening all the time.
Amen.
No kidding.
Amen.
No kidding. I mean,
God is moving. And some of you out there in our listening audience, you may be having some really difficult times today. And take courage today and take hope and know that God cares about those details going on in your life. And he cares that you understand him a little bit better so that you can begin to walk in maybe more victory in areas maybe you struggled with before. Because this is a good time to be alive. I just believe it with all my heart. This is it's a difficult time. Like we just said, there's a lot, the problems, the challenges are there.
Absolutely.
Challenges, definitely.
And that's when he lifts you up on his shoulders during those times and allows you or gives you that peace to get through the terrible times. And that's the glory of God, is to shelter you, and so you can appreciate driving down the causeway and looking at the water instead of that terrible price of gas we just drove by.
That's right. Well, don't you think it has to do with our focus?
Absolutely. And it's kind of like when you go to the eye doctor.
Okay.
And he does those little dealios on your eyes.
Right.
And he adjusts them. That's what God's helping us do. And praise God, it's happening to me each and every day. The focus, it's getting more and more clear. I just need to get the lenses switched. and turned, and it's focusing in.
Amen. Good point. Because when it begins to change, our focus begins to change, we begin to see what God is doing and why he's doing it. And I really believe, and that's what we're going to talk about today, that this side of God, this nature of God, once we begin to see him more clearly, we begin to understand the big picture in our lives, you know, what he's doing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And that he is doing something.
Absolutely. And remember, it's not always in the physical sense of doing something, because,
right,
you know, even though to us it seems like a lifetime.
Yes.
Which it is in human standards. But this is a blink of an eye for God. And, you know, we get caught up in the physical things of what kind of car we're driving or what kind of house we're living in.
Right.
And we forget about the peace in our heart and the happiness that we have when we gather together.
Amen.
And really enjoy the rose and the true color of the rose and the beauty of the rose and the smell of the rose.
Amen. Today we're going to talk about the El Shaddai nature of God.
El Shaddai.
That's kind of a cool thing to say, isn't it?
El Shaddai. El Shaddai.
El Shaddai means the mother nature of God.
Oh, praise God.
It is that aspect, and I'm going to teach about it in a few minutes, and then we're going to talk about it, all of us here, in just a few minutes, what that means on a daily basis in our individual lives. And it's talking about his nature. El Shaddai talks about his nurturing, the way he takes care of us. So we're going to have a great song in just a minute. Before we get to that song, we just welcome our listening audience, and we invite you to check us out on the web at www.beaconofhopeministries.com, and you can find out a lot about the ministry and what's going on. And we've said a lot recently that we're kind of in a transition right now with the truck that drove through the church and all those things and the drive-through church concept. And but we are meeting regularly. We had a great service this morning. Can anybody say amen to that?
Amen.
Amen. Wow. We had a great service this morning, followed by a fantastic dinner, which we're still recuperating from. Ham and all the trimmings, which was great. And Wednesday nights, we are meeting at the Howard Johnson's Resort at the corner of 580 and US 19 in Clearwater. You are all welcome. 6 o'clock prayer and praise, and 7 o'clock Bible study. And what do we do at Bible study, Connie? What do we do?
We learn. We learn and talk.
Should they bring anything?
Bible. Would be good.
Notebook.
Open hearts.
Notebook. Pencil.
Open hearts.
Yes, they're open hearts,
minds.
Open eyes. And, you know, Wednesday, great way to give you that catapult through the rest of the week. It's a great uplifting time and good fellowship time as well.
Yeah. Do I let you guys talk, or is it just me?
Just a little bit.
I let you
not
talk.
Not that I talk that much.
You never do, Michelle. I don't even know why we have you on the air today, because you are so shy. I don't know what we're going to do here. Praise God.
I am shy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Anyway, we're so glad that you're all tuned in. So listen to El Shaddai by Amy Grant. This is an old song, but it makes my point.
Mm-hmm. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same. By the power of the name El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Echam Kana Adonai, we will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your love and through the ram, you saved the son of Abraham. Through the power of your hand, turn the sea into dry land. To the outcast on her knees, you were the God who really sees. And by your might, you set your children free. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same. By the power of the name El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Echam Kana Adonai, we will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. the people couldn't see what Messiah ought to be. Though your word contained the plan, they just could not understand. Your most awesome work was done through the frailty of your son. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai, age to age you're still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kamkana Adonai.
Praise God, El Shaddai, that's who he is, and we are going to talk about this mother nature of God today. On Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries, I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister. We're here live in the studio with you, as we are all the time. And now, of course, we have this new little venture where they have us video stream. So some of you may be watching our antics as you listen to the show today. And we do a few crazy things in here. And you know, sometimes the music gets to us and we begin to praise God and raise our hands and get all happy and all that good stuff. We are in Psalm 91 today. And we're going to talk about God's nature, his essence of who he is. He is so many things. He's the warrior God. He's the creator God. He's the healer of our bodies. He's our deliverer. He's our savior. And today we're going to talk about he's our mama. He's our mother. He's the mother nature of God, which is his El Shaddai nature. And I'm in Psalm 91, beginning in verse 1, and I'm in my Message Bible, so you may be following along in some other translation. But listen to this. You who sit down in the high God's presence, and that's what we're doing right now. We're sitting down in God's presence. Spend the night in El Shaddai's shadow.
Praise God.
Right there, he calls, this is Moses writing this. By the way, Moses wrote this as they entered the wilderness. Now, that wilderness trip was 40 years. It's really kind of a prophetic psalm, because as they were going into that 40-year, they had no idea they were going to be walking around the same mountain for 40 years. But as they were getting ready to enter that period of trial and difficulty, God spoke through Moses, and he said, let me tell you about myself, Moses. Here's what I want you to tell the people. I want you to tell them that I'm El Shaddai. And Moses taught them this Hebrew word, and it means the all-sufficient one. If you take notes out there in Radio Land, write that down. The all-sufficient one. Also write down more than enough. That's the nature of God, his El Shaddai nature. It also means the many-breasted one, like a mother, like you would be comforted in the arms of a mother and lay your head on a mother's chest. That is what El Shaddai means, and it is the mother nature of God. And I love this, because Moses said, some of you are going to spend the night in El Shaddai's shadow. And there are night times in our lives, and we're going to talk about this with Connie and Michelle in just a moment. There are night times in our life, times where we feel like, man, nobody's there, and it's dark, and I'm scared, and what's that noise I just heard? And all those times, we need to find the mother nature of God, the El Shaddai nature. And Moses goes on here in Psalm 91, and he says, say this. So if you're out there listening, why don't you just say it with me? God, you're my refuge. God, you're my refuge. I trust in you and I'm safe. I don't know about you, but I know that a mother should make her children feel safe. Now, we all know there's a lot of mothers out there who don't make their children feel safe. But that is the ideal, isn't it? That protection that comes from the mother nature that God puts in people. And we're going to talk about this in a few minutes in our discussion, because there are a lot of us that have had mothers on this earth that haven't been that nurturing or that protecting. But God is all of that. And I want you to take courage right now, listening audience, in the knowledge that God is your protector. He's your refuge. You can trust him and you can be safe. You know, I think there's a lot of people that go through life not feeling very safe. They wonder when the next shoe's going to drop. They wonder what awful thing's going to happen next. Am I going to lose my job? Am I going to lose my relationship? Is this person going to quit talking to me? You know, what is going to happen next? Am I going to be penniless? What's going to happen to me? I think a lot of people go through life worried about the next awful thing, you know, that's going to happen. And God is saying to us right here, we got to get to the point where we're saying, God, you're my refuge. I trust in you and I'm safe. An ideal mother should make her children feel safe. Now, we acknowledge not all mothers do that. But guess what? The mother nature of God does. The mother nature of God makes us feel safe. We can run to him and we are safe from all that would try to consume us and ravage us and hit us and knock us for a loop. And let's go on here. Moses says this about God. You see, God had revealed himself to Moses. And that's why Moses could write this psalm. Because God had sat down and said, Moses, let me tell you about myself here. Hey, buddy, let's talk. Here's what I am. I'm your mama. Moses, I'm thinking, was probably taken aback. What do you mean you're my mama? You know, Moses grew up not really knowing his earthly mother. His earthly mother was a Hebrew by the name of Miriam. Miriam was the sister. Jochebed was Moses' mom. And Moses was put in a basket. Y'all remember that story? Mm-hmm. He was put in a basket on the Nile River, and his mom did that to protect him and make him safe. Mm-hmm. And to keep him from being killed with all the other Hebrew boys. And so Miriam, Moses' sister, was commissioned to watch over him there in the bulrushes, you know, in the river. And who comes down to the river but the princess of Egypt? She takes him and says, wow, that's a cute baby. I want him. I don't have a baby. I'm taking this baby. And she takes him home and she names him Moses. Interestingly, that name means drawn out of the water. Wow. Isn't that interesting? That's what they named him, drawn out of the water. All right, so Moses grew up not with his earthly mother. Some of you listening out there today have grown up not with an earthly biological mother. Maybe you've grown up with a surrogate or a stepmother or a grandmother who raised you or somebody else who was not your biological mother. And from 20-some years of counseling, let me tell you, dear listening audience, that does affect us. When we don't have that nurturing from our biological mother, there are scars. There's damage. But guess what? Here's the good news of living a good life today. God is there.
Amen.
He is there to be that nurturer. He is there to fill in the gaps.
That's right.
He's there to be the one. And Moses had that kind of a home life. Isn't that interesting? He did not grow up with his earthly mother. He grew up with the princess of Egypt. And at a certain age, all that family turned on him. And so Moses was thrown out into the desert away from everybody that he knew and loved as family. He was kind of a loner out there with God and the sheep. And so God says, let me teach you about myself, Moses, because you really haven't had an earthly good example. Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
Because so many of us haven't had an earthly good example, you know? And so God says, let me tell you about myself, Moses. He says, you can trust me. I want you to say this, Moses. You're my refuge. Okay? Everybody out there listening, Radio Land, let's say it. You're my refuge, God.
You're my refuge.
You're my refuge, God. And then I trust in you and I'm safe. Let's say that together, too.
I trust in you and I'm safe, God.
And God was teaching Moses this whole thing. And he goes on and he says, Moses, let me tell you a little bit more about me. I rescue you. I rescue you from hidden traps. Okay, I mentioned this morning in our service, and I saw it just the other day at the beach, and some of you are going, oh, beach, I wish I was at the beach. Yeah, okay. Anyway, too bad. anyway, this happened just the other day. There was this hole in the sand at the beach, and this toddler came running up from the beach, a little two-year-old. He was so cute, and he had his eyes looking at somebody, and he was kind of, you know, not paying attention, and I was sitting there thinking, that kid's going to run straight into that hole. And it was a big hole. Some kids had dug a hole. That little toddler ran straight into the hole. I mean, bam, down he went. And all of a sudden, some woman jumps up, because that was her kid. And she comes and she reaches down in that hole and she picks him up and he grins and she laughs and everything's funny. And it was all okay. He fell into a hidden trap.
Mm-hmm.
And we fall into hidden traps, guys. And there are times that we have these deadly hazards that happen to us. But let's go on with this next verse and this next line in the Message Bible. And it says this about God. His huge outstretched arms protect you. Everybody say, God protects me.
God protects me. Amen.
Amen. He protects me. You know, if we knew all the things that we could get into, isn't that kind of scary? Yes. All the times we've almost had terrible traffic accidents, all the times we've almost picked up a deadly disease or whatever the case may be, all the times we've almost fallen into the trap.
Almost.
And he says here, Moses says, this is what God told me about himself. His huge outstretched arms protect me. Under them, I am perfectly safe. I want you to picture a great big mother hen. Well, let me boil it down to what's happening in my house right now. It's called a mama owl. Did I mention this last week, Connie? Did I not? Okay, out in front of my house at the front door, a mama owl decided to make a nest on the top pillar right by my front door. Mama owl is about 12 inches tall, okay? And my brother-in-law who and my sister live next door, and they came running down the other night because my other sister, when she was bringing my mom home, saw this owl sitting up there. And she said to herself, oh, that owl looks really real. And she turned around and looked again, and the owl had moved its head and was looking at her, kind of weird, you know. And she goes, oh, my gosh, it's real. So, of course, everybody gets involved. We get cameras. My brother-in-law gets up there and looks down, and there's a nest that's been built by this mama owl down in the pillar. Well, a couple nights ago, I called my sister. I said, get down here with your camera. They had twins.
Oh, my.
So there's these two baby owls sitting up here. Well, Mama Owl has been taking care of the babies and so protecting of them. And then Daddy showed up the other night, I guess just to, you know, come for visiting hours to see how his twins are doing. I don't know. So there's all this going on. But it reminds me, because that mother owl has been so good with those little kids, taking care of them, bringing them food, you know, all the stuff. Goes to McDonald's, gets some cheeseburgers, comes back, all that stuff.
The Happy Meal.
The Happy Meal, right. And there they are. But they're so cute sitting there. And it reminds me of us and how God looks at us. Do you know that God looks at us and he says, those kids are cute.
I believe it. Praise God.
and you know, he's a jokester. Uh-huh. He is. God laughs. And when you guys are funny, which you guys are all the time, he's going, hey, that was cool. That was cute. I like that. God has a good time, and he protects us like a mother owl would protect her babies, like a mother hen would protect her babies. So listen to what Moses says about God, because God told Moses to write this. He says, I want you to tell him, here's the way I am. My huge outstretched arms protect you. Under them, you're perfectly safe. My arms fend off all harm. Now, let me tell you, if I tried to get up there and get one of those little twin baby owls, you know what? Somebody's going to get real upset. And my mom and I named the mama Lady Bird Johnson. So Lady Bird Johnson and the twins, we don't know what they are. What were their names? Lucy and?
Trisha.
Okay. All right. Whatever. No. Lucy and something. Well, they're up there.
Call them Peggy and Patty.
All right. Peggy and Patty. All right.
Laverne and Shirley.
There you go. In the next line, Moses says this about God, and God is saying it to us. Fear nothing. Fear nothing.
Praise God.
Fear nothing. Michelle, you've got your, is it New American or NIV right there? Mm-hmm. That's verse right there where it says, you will fear no evil. Is that what it says? Can you read it to us?
You will not fear the terror of night.
Yes.
Nor the arrow that flies by day.
Amen.
Nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness. Nor the plague that destroys at midday.
Whoa, that is what we're not supposed to do. We're not supposed to fear any of that stuff.
Praise God for that. Amen.
We're going to talk about that in just a minute, because this fear nothing is huge, guys. God's mother nature, and I'm a mother. I have three kids. I had three kids in 4 years. Wow, was that a busy time. Mm-hmm. I'm barefoot and pregnant forever. But it was a wonderful time. And during that time, I remember that nature in me, that mother nature, you know, like, yeah, this is my kid. He's cute. Before my first one was born, I would jokingly say, I hope he's cuter. I'm not going to be able to take him to the grocery. But he was cute. And you know, just that protection that I felt, you know, we're going to talk about that in just a minute. We're glad you're listening to Living the Good Life. We got to do a station ID.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa, St. Petersburg. WDCF, Dade City, Zephyr Hills, Wesley Chapel.
All right. There we are again. We had a hard time getting that on. That's okay. Praise God. We're excited about what God's doing in these days. Isn't he doing some great things?
He is. I'm telling you.
And, you know, fabulous. There is an attitude here in the station today. Part of it is because you're here, Michelle, and Connie is always this way. But it yes, you are. There is an attitude of joy, isn't there?
Oh, yes.
I mean, you can see us right there on the screen there. We're just being silly, but we are, we believe this stuff that I was just teaching, don't we?
Deep down, it's no more than a belief. It's becoming ingrained, yeah. Ingrained. It's a part of us. So it's just like waking up to an alarm clock now.
Whoa, how about that? Because you begin to live it.
Absolutely.
You know, you begin to test these principles, mm-hmm. you know, and God begins to show us things. And you hear a teaching like this that, mm-hmm. hey, God doesn't want to just be some warrior God. He wants to be a soft, cuddly, you know,
cozy
it goes back God. To that relationship thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He wants to be in a relationship with us.
Not
just be
Connie.
At the end of the phone when you scream, help.
Exactly. Very good. You did that very well. Yes. But he doesn't want to just be that.
Right.
He doesn't just want to be. He wants to be there all the time for us. Mm-hmm. And he wants to cuddle up with us.
Yeah. And he's more than willing to be there if we just. It's not him that's holding back. It's us
right.
holding back.
That's right.
And so if we let go of all of our crap.
Yeah.
Then, you know, he's right there.
We have to approach him, though.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it says in James chapter 4, draw close to God and he will draw close to you.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say he might. He says he will.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like with your earthly mother, and some of you out there, like I said a minute ago, may have had bad experiences. We want you today to realize that if you have had, like Moses, a bad home life, okay, things didn't work out. Moses wasn't raised by his earthly biological mother. And we've all got this thing in our heads, is like this ideal, like we got to grow up with the two-parent family and the, you know, the 2.5 kids and the dog and the cat and all that. And honestly, that is not the norm anymore. Maybe it was in the 50s with Ozzie and Harriet and Dave and Ricky and, you know, the Nelson family. You know, some of you are too young to even know who I'm talking about. And that's scary.
I heard of Donna Reed.
Yeah. Oh, you heard of Donna Reed and the Brady Bunch. And, well, that was a blended family. Okay. But, you know, most of us come from family situations that have not been, quote unquote, perfect.
Mm. Those are people. They're just people, human beings that have their own stuff.
Sometimes I think we take condemnation. We think, oh, what's wrong with me that I didn't? Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. I was kind of on the thought of what you were saying, non-traditional families, because I came from a broken family. I praise God because I have a wonderful mother and a wonderful stepmother and a wonderful father. And most of my time growing up, it was with my father, and he played that role. Of,
cool.
of the mother, and he,
cool.
he has great maternal instincts, actually.
A lot of guys do.
Yeah.
That's
and
cool.
That's like the biggest thing that I would like to see us get across today is when God looks down on us, every single one of us is so special and unique for mm-hmm. that individual because, you know, I have two dogs at home.
You do.
Both very, very different.
What are their names?
Henry and Avery.
Henry and Avery. And we got to give them a pitch.
Yes,
here.
A shout out to Henry and Avery.
There you
What's
go.
Up, my
shout
dogs?
Hey.
So they really are my boys.
That's
and,
right.
And I do. I take them in my heart.
Yes.
And into my arms and into my heart, but into my arms. And I think that's what God does with
yes.
us, too, because he loves yeah. it when he takes us into his arms.
Yes.
So when we go out and seek his protection
Amen.
And seek his arms. You can feel him smile, just like when I grab my Avery Doodles 15 and my Snuffleupagus and I just hold him. I'm like, I
yes.
love you.
Yes.
And you just,
yes.
And it brings tears and makes my heart swell. I just know God's doing that to us
Amen.
When we go to him, you know?
Yes.
And,
but he's
it's
a gentleman.
Gorgeous
he won't
feeling.
Approach us unless, you know, I mean, he's there, but he waits for us.
Draw close to me, and I will draw yeah. close to you. So he puts the responsibility
mm-hmm.
on us because he gives
right.
us a free will.
That's right.
And it's a shame because I think a lot of people grew up in church thinking that, you know, God was a damning God who is, yes, you know, God's going to get you for that,
right?
You know, or get him, God, and you know, and it's yes, just hard. It's hard to change that.
It is hard to change that mindset. I think I agree with you. A lot of people feel so beat up, and you know, and I said it a minute ago, but I'll say it again. I've counseled for 20 some years, and I mm-hmm, have been around a lot of quote-unquote parents who have beat up on their kids emotionally and have said demeaning things and have embarrassed them and not treated them the way they should. And so the counseling rooms across America, for instance, are filled with people that are trying to recover from that kind of treatment, you know?
Right.
And we want to talk about that a little bit today because reality is not everybody had, what was her name? Well, Ozzy and Harriet Nelson as their mom. Mm-hmm. They just didn't.
Or the Beavs' mom.
Yeah.
June Cleaver.
June Ward. June and Ward. June, you remember them?
I remember the Beav.
Yeah. Not a lot of people had that.
No.
What'd you say?
And Wally.
Oh, yeah, Wally. But a lot of us had less than ideal parenting. Period. Okay? Now, one of the purposes of this show today is that God fills those voids in our lives.
Hallelujah.
With himself.
Hallelujah. Yeah. He does.
How does he do that? Talk to me about that.
Just as I said, he's there, first of all.
Yes. And, his presence, okay?
His presence is
there. Because a lot of parents have been missing in action.
That's right. That's mm-hmm, right. And that's kind of where I was going with this, is that his presence is there. And as you said, Connie, he's there. And kind of like the mother who sits back, and we're talking obviously as mothers defined from this point forward. Anytime I speak about a mother, that's what I'm speaking of, is, you know, sometimes you have to let your children learn.
Yes.
Learn by trial and error and be there for, you know, when it's the old, when you're trying to learn to ride a bike and you fall off. They want to go on their own. As a child, I want to ride this bike.
Yeah,
I'm going to ride it. Right. I'm going to ride it. Crash.
Right.
And they skin their knees.
Right.
And their mom's right there.
Yeah.
To go running into the arms of. And that's how God is.
Exactly.
And he's all forgiving, praise God, all
Amen.
Loving God. And when you finally see it, and it's hard. It's
right.
hard to see it because we're so stubborn.
Yes.
And we're so convinced, we know.
Yeah.
Remember, you're 17, and when I'm 18, I'm out of here. I know I can do it better than you guys.
Right.
And we know.
Right.
We know the right way. And God just lets us.
So you're saying that this nature of God, this mother nature of God, is one of correction and discipline, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And he allows us to make mistakes. He mm-hmm. allows us to go through hard times. And so that we learn to run to him for our protection, just like a little kid that has to run. One of the kids ever get, one of mine did, would get beat up, you know, and get teased and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she would come home and I'd just say, you know, come here. Come on, let's talk about this,
mm-hmm.
you know, and hold her and that kind of thing. And that is what God does for us, you know. Come on, let's talk about this.
Mm-hmm. He rubs our head.
Yeah.
Just rubs his head and soothes us and cradles us in his arm.
Yes.
And says, and he puts the, you know, iodine or Bactine,
right.
remember that Bactine stuff, and puts the Band-Aid on it,
right.
and smooch you on the knee and cradles you, and then you don't even remember that little accident.
Exactly.
That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. And I think that is why Moses, he could understand this because of his own broken home.
Mm-hmm.
And as God began to minister to him and say, Moses, here, I want you to teach this. This is who I am. You can't teach it, I don't think, very well until you live it.
Amen.
Okay? And as you begin yeah. to live it and you begin to run to God for those boo-boos when you fall down, you make mistakes and you're like, oh, my gosh, why did I say that? Why did I do that? How did I get myself into that mess? Oh, my gosh. And God is standing there like that beautiful mother saying,
come here, baby.
Let me hold you. Let me hold you. Let me cuddle with you. You know, that's what it's about. And why don't we just run to that?
Oh, because we can fix it.
Ah. Because there's people out there in our listening audience who are going, I didn't realize God was like that. And there are some that go, yeah, I know he's that way, but no, I don't need that.
Not for me.
Not for me. Why?
No, good.
Why do people do that?
I think it's a combination of things.
Pride.
You know? Yeah, right?
Pride.
Pride.
I should be able to fix this.
Yeah.
It's not that big a deal.
It's not that big a deal.
The other flip side, too, is I don't want to burden God. It's such a small little detail. How about that? I don't want to bother him with this one.
The God of the universe who knows everything about everybody, which my mind cannot understand. I can't wrap my mind around that concept.
Not even a little bit.
But that God does want to hear all these things. Mm-hmm. He wants to hear when you've been slighted at work, when you've been passed over for promotion, when your best friend is gossiping about you behind your back. He wants to hear how that feels.
Mm-hmm.
Feels.
And, you know, Jesus went through all that stuff.
Yeah.
So that he could understand us.
Yeah.
And be our Savior. And
absolutely.
Be the one that comforts us.
Absolutely. And he is. The Holy Spirit is the Comforter. It's one of his names.
Mm-hmm.
He's the Comforter. Comfort. Comfort. Comfort.
Mm-hmm. Comforter and love. Just love is blind, you know, that whole saying. And it truly is, because just to speak and to get it off your chest and to know that something loves you that much.
Yes.
Is therapy in itself.
And I think there's a lot of us that have never experienced that kind of
that's
love.
That's it.
So
that's
it's
it.
Hard.
I agree.
It's hard for somebody to understand
or
to go to him because they can't believe that there is actually somebody that would love him that much.
Well, part of that is because a lot of people think God is just there ready to pound him in the ground and to beat him up, and that it's the mother that is mean and nasty, and when she finds out the kid messed up at school, she pounds him, and he's grounded for 5 months, you know, because of what he did. And a lot of times we let the earthly things we've experienced with mothers and fathers, we transfer. It's called transference, actually. It's a counseling technique. And people transfer to God those attributes that we've experienced with our own family close to us.
It happens all the time. Unfortunately, God got a bad rap.
Yeah.
And so did some of those mean mothers, because a lot of people think, oh, she's really mean because they won't let me do that. Well, the reality of it, and then you find out that there's possibly, you know, how many times have you heard this? I couldn't go with my friends last night, but they were out drinking at a party and got into fatal accident.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, that mom had a bad rap for being mean, but she was protecting her child.
Exactly.
Just like God, you know, he knows the whole picture. Moms
exactly.
don't always know the whole picture, but they know what can happen.
Right.
And when God stops us from doing whatever, if he allows something to happen to keep us from what we think we're going to do, you know, it's the same kind of thing.
Yeah. And so often we, as children, when we were young, I can barely remember that.
I still remember it like it was yesterday.
Oh,
me too.
Well, that's because you haven't even turned 40 yet. But anyway,
oh,
I won't even go there and talk
that.
About that. Anyway, but when we're little and young, a lot of times we're filled with a lot of apprehension and fear of what is coming next. You know,
mm-hmm.
I can remember when I had to go to high school. You know, do you remember those days?
Or
when
I try not to.
When you're getting out of high school and you're going to college, and it's like, oh my gosh, you know, and all of that, those major jumps in your life, you know.
Mm-hmm. Like 40.
Yeah. Which when I get there, it's really going to be.
I'll tell you about
wait.
A pastor.
Interesting. You're going to tell me about that? All right,
that's
let
right.
me know. Okay.
Well, it'll give us something to look forward to.
It will. Won't it, Con? That's great. But, you know, God says to us in Psalm 91, fear nothing. Okay. Not even turning 40, Michelle. Not wild wolves in the night. Not flying arrows in the day. God says, fear nothing. And this is part of the mother nature of God, that he reassures us we don't have anything to be afraid of.
Praise God. Hallelujah. That's all I have to say. There's nothing more. Praise God. Hallelujah.
We have nothing to be afraid of. We have this great song coming up.
Timing.
Great, Connie. Great. Connie does our music for the show, and she sits over
this.
Here, and she's proud of herself every time the segue works out here. But
just,
isn't it cool?
It's
God.
Amazing.
It's God's Holy Spirit.
Amen. Yeah, that's what it is.
And
I
this is
presence.
Carmen, and Carmen is, he's just great. And this is an old song of his, Fear Not My Child, and we hope it ministers to you right now.
I fear the Lord. was afraid to try once more. That fire in my soul had fled. That's when Jesus came and said,
my spirit.
God. Oh, fear not, my child. Hallelujah. Love that song. You're listening to Living the Good Life, brought to you live every week at this time from Beacon of Hope Ministries. We're located in Dunedin, Florida. We are actually meeting right now at the Howard Johnson's Resort on 580 and US 19 on Wednesday nights at 6, and then Bible study at 7, and Sundays kind of by appointment. Anyway, we are kind of
TBD.
Playing that. Yeah, to be determined. We're playing that by ear. We had a great service today. This is Pastor Marcia McAllister. I'm so glad you've joined us. We're talking about Mother's Day. We're talking about the mother nature of God. And we're talking about the fact that God has made provision so that all of our needs can be met in Him when we learn that He is more than enough. And El Shaddai in Psalm 91, God calls Himself El Shaddai. And El Shaddai means the God who is more than enough. So whatever it is you're going through today, dear one, God is more than enough to handle your situation. The other name for El Shaddai is the All-Sufficient One, which is goes along with that same concept. And the mother nature of God, the many-breasted one, where you fall into him and he holds you and he comforts you and he brings you security. In Psalm 91, he says, fear nothing. Don't be afraid of anything that comes near you. Not wild wolves in the night. This is a Message Bible. Not flying arrows in the day. Not disease. I think a lot of us walk around in fear of cancer and disease and different things. Don't fear disease. Why? Because Jesus Christ is our healer, dear one. Don't be afraid of what the enemy, the devil, would try to put on you. You know, the devil's a big bully, just like a school ground bully, you know, that beats up on kids. And usually that bully that beats up on kids is insecure himself and, and's got all kinds of issues. Well, the devil's got all kinds of issues, guys. And his biggest one is pride. And he is like, he is out to diminish us so that he looks better to himself.
The destroyer.
He's the destroyer. Mm-hmm. And didn't Jesus say in John 10:10, the thief comes, that's the devil, to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I came to give you life and to give it more abundantly.
Amen.
And I love this, that this, Moses is saying here, don't be afraid of disease that prowls around. Don't be afraid of disaster. Some of us are so afraid. I hear it different places as I go places. Oh, this is never going to change. That negative talk, it's everywhere, especially with the economy and stuff going on the way it is right now in the world. A lot of people, are all they can do is talk about that bad stuff. And God tells us, wait a minute. As a mother with her child, a mother would say to her child, a good mama would say to her child, you don't be afraid of that bully. You go right in there and you do your thing. You know, you stand up to him. You don't let him get you. And that's what God is saying to us in Psalm 91. Don't let disease, don't let disaster, don't let hidden traps, don't let hazards, don't let any of this stuff get you, my child. Because the mother nature of God is right there to protect you. And I love this in Psalm 91 when he says, you'll stand untouched. Watch it all from a distance. You go, wait a minute. How could I ever get to that place where I stand untouched, where I'm watching it from a distance, where I'm not like, you know what? These things happen. Storms happen. But God sees us through. He sees us through. It's his protection upon us. It's God is our refuge, because God, your refuge, the high God, your very own home. Think about your home and where you hang out. And maybe think about when you were your kid and you went to grandma's house. I mean, I had such a wonderful grandmother and my dad's mother. And when we would all the kids, seven kids and all their kids and all their kids and all that stuff went to that little tiny house, we were packed in there like sardines. But it was so cool to see grandma there, you know, and you'd come into the front door and you'd smell the pie and all that stuff, you know, all that stuff that was grandma, you know. Guys, we got to associate those good smells. You know, in real estate, we tell people during an open house, you want people to feel good about your house, make brownies. And I tell them that so that I can eat them while I'm showing that house. But you know what? It does. An apple pie brownie, something like that, smells so good. We put on classical music usually in open houses, and we bake brownies. And people come on and go, oh, nice house. And I'm thinking, yeah, as soon as those brownies are out, this house smells terrible. But no, I'm not. But anyway, you know, it's that. That thing we want to create where God's nature makes us feel good, to be in his presence, to be at grandma's house used to make me feel so good and safe. Evil can't even get close to you. Harm can't even get through the door.
Amen.
Whoa. My grandma was only 5 feet two. She was a powerhouse. She was something else. She prayed my dad into the ministry. She prayed me into the ministry. And my grandma had a love for God and a love for her kids and grandkids. And when I was a kid growing up, there were many times that my sisters and my cousins, we would stay there. And they had an empty lot beside their house. And we would go out and play cowboys and Indians and whatever. And sometimes some kids would join us in the neighborhood. And sometimes there were mean kids. And every once in a while, my little grandma, little tiny thing, she'd go out the back door and she'd go, you leave my grandkids alone. She'd send those bad boys packing. Mm-hmm. And that was her. She was feisty, man. She was like, bah! You know, she was protective of her grandkids. And I want us to get this concept today because God is that protective of you. He loves you that much, so much, so much that he takes care of you. Evil can't get close to you. My grandma didn't let any of those bad kids get us. Evil can't get close to you. Harm can't get through the door. No way are you going to let harm come through the door. He ordered his angels. He gives his angels charge over us. Doesn't it say that? Mm-hmm. In that translation, Michelle, that you have right there, start with that verse, will you? Because a lot of people are familiar with that translation. It means a lot to them.
For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.
Whoa. Praise God. And God's angels are out there doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes he sends angels in the form of people in our lives.
Puts them precarious places them in these special spots in our lives.
He does.
I've had many of those. Praise God. I thank God for them. Too.
Amen. And that's what he does. And if you stumble, they'll catch you. Their job is to keep you from falling. You'll walk around unharmed among lions and snakes and kick young lions and serpents from the path. I was talking to somebody the other day about spiders. Somebody, one of my clients was saying, I'm so afraid of spiders. And they said, you are too, right? And I said, well, not really. I grew up in Guatemala as a missionary's kid, and we had spiders everywhere. I had spiders on my bed. I had spiders crawling up the wall. I guess you just get used to it, you know? And I realized how weird is that. I got used to scorpions and tarantulas. How odd is that? I got used to them because they were all around, you know? Mm-hmm. Not that they were acceptable. I mean, I'd kill them or whatever. But we get used to, listen to me, fear. Mm-hmm. We get used to nasty stuff happening to us. We get so, we go, if I didn't have bad luck, I'd have no luck at all, you know? Have you ever heard people say that? Mm-hmm. You know, they're just expecting the other shoe to drop.
That's right.
And God says to us, you've got to start expecting the blessings. This is a rhema word for right now. You got to expect the blessings. You got to expect your mama, God, to come around you and hold you and take care of you and heal you and absolutely change you from the inside out. Wow,
praise
I could
God.
Preach on that.
Amen, sister, right there.
It says, what's the next verse, Connie?
If you hold on to me for dear life, says God, I will get you out of any trouble.
Woo.
I'll give you the best care if you only get to know and trust me.
Praise
Call
God.
Me and I'll answer. Be at your side in bad times.
Yes.
I'll rescue you, then throw you a party.
I'll rescue you, then throw you a party.
I'll give you a long life and give you a long drink of salvation.
Oh, wow, praise God.
Isn't that cool? Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about that right now. Let's listen to this song, something new, because this is something new for some of you out there to experience this mother nature of God and that God wants to throw you a party, sweetheart. He loves you so much, he just wants to throw you a party. Listen to this. It's something new.
When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. I'll watch over you. When you walk through the valley, I will comfort you, for I am the Lord your God who lights the way. There's no need to be afraid. Don't let the past keep holding you back. Don't lose the dream in which you believe. For I want to do deep within you something. Show.
Something new. This is something new. You're listening to Living the Good Life. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister. I'm here in the studio with my good buddies from Beacon of Hope Ministries, Connie Farmer and Michelle Cardinal. And Connie's crying, and I'll tell you why, because this is so right on, dear listeners. We so often grow up in homes and in situations with not ideal parents, with mothers that maybe have not been June Cleaver and haven't been Ozzie Nelson, and that's Harriet. Harriet Nelson. All right, and have not been the right example, and haven't protected us, and haven't been our shield, and haven't nurtured us, and haven't held us. And, you know, I believe God is speaking a strong word right now across the airwaves. This is something new. It's a new day. It is time, my dear listeners, to let go of the failures of the past and the parents that haven't done what they should have done, that haven't treated you right. And it's time to let it go. Forgiveness means we don't agree. We don't have to agree with what they did to forgive them. Forgiveness means let it go. They don't owe you anything. I was ministering to somebody, actually a dear close relative of mine, just a few days ago on the phone. And this guy was saying, it's all about forgiveness, isn't it? I said, yeah, it's all about forgiveness. I said, in the Lord's Prayer, what does he say in the Lord's Prayer? We all quote the Lord's Prayer so much, Father, you know, da, da, da. Amen. And then we go down and it goes, forgive us our trespasses.
As we forgive others.
Yep. Or forgive those who trespass against us.
Right.
Don't they trespass against us? You better believe it. Dear listener, you may be one of these that did not grow up in a good home with a good mother and a good father that were doing all the right things. And here's what you need to do to be free today. I am teaching a series right now on discerning good and evil. Mm-hmm. And good is freedom, guys.
Amen.
Evil is bondage.
Right.
And you need to get free, my dear listener. And you need to let go right now of what all the expectations, the failed expectations, all the things that happened that were not right. You need to let it go and let God be your mama, God.
Mm-hmm.
Let him be your El Shaddai.
That's right. And remember, to piggyback off of that, is it's in a nutshell. Good is love. Love, it feels good. It feels right. Evil, you know it doesn't feel right. And you don't have to ask anybody, am I doing the right thing? You know. You know deep down right there in the pit of your belly if it's good or if it's not good. And we're not saying it's going to happen overnight, because I am one of those people. In fact, I was well known by my friends as our Cardinal Bad Luck.
Cardinal Bad Luck?
That's right. And
I used to kid
around. I'm like, you know, I have all this bad luck because God knows I can handle it. You know, I
can,
right? Oh, I know it's going to happen to me again. It just happens
that's
to
like
me.
That's like me with seagulls.
That's
I always
right.
get hit by seagulls. But that's another story. We won't
that's
talk
right.
about that right now.
And I claimed it. I claimed it within this last year. You know what? I'm not down with this anymore.
There you go.
It doesn't feel good.
Right.
And I'm not down with it.
Amen.
And it was a huge obstacle to overcome, but with God's grace and God's love and God's help every second of
Amen.
The day.
Amen.
Every time a negative thought came through my head, I said, I'm not letting it in.
Amen.
And that's
what
hard.
You got to do. You got to be that one doing that,
it
Michelle.
Is. It makes you sweat.
Yeah.
It makes you sweat.
Yeah.
Just like Jesus when he sweat that blood.
Yeah.
It's hard
yeah.
to do this. But with God's love and God's protection, his shield
yes.
surrounding you, his arms embracing you.
Yes.
I did it. And what I said today, I said, I have so much more time to be happy.
Amen.
And to live. And to smell the smell after rain, to feel the presence of God and the Holy
Amen.
Spirit in my world and my home. And every time I hug and smell my dogs or walk into my house,
yeah.
Those are the things I think of. I walk outside and I look up, even if it's thick, muggy, humid, praise God, I'm in the morning
Amen.
Walking, and I have these legs to walk on and this beautiful view to walk in
yes, yes.
And be a part of and glorious in God's love.
It's focus, don't you think?
It is
focus. It's perspective. Do you have a comment on that, Con? Nope? Okay. It is. It, she always cracks me up when she goes, no, I don't know. What am I supposed to do then? I'm supposed to say something, I guess.
I was in the zone. Shoot, you messed it up now, Pastor.
Yeah,
there you go.
I knew she had a comment.
We just had to keep
ribbing
her.
Wednesday night, right. we were talking about good and evil and stuff, mm-hmm. and there's a new song out by Point of Grace.
Yeah.
It's about how you live, and it just talks about it's not what you have, and it's not who you know, and it's not how much money you have, but it's how you live your life.
That's right.
And that's what you leave. You leave your kids. You leave anybody that's ever impacted by you.
And there are people out there that are still hurting and beaten up because they didn't have the right mother image, you know? And what we're saying today in this show is let go of it.
Mm-hmm.
Let go of it and let God be that mama God for you. Let him be your El Shaddai. Let him be the one you run to and jump in his arms, you know. And I told this morning, but it bears repeating, that I love to take my grown kids who are, I won't tell you how old because that will tell you how old I am. So
what,
they're
like
grown.
12 and 13,
you've already
right?
said
yeah,
how old you
okay.
Are.
Well, all right. Okay. Well, they're like 30, 32, 40. Okay. Anyway. And I love recently when Mark and his girlfriend Stephanie were home at Christmas and Mark just walked by me and I was sitting in a chair. I just grabbed him, you know, and I just pulled him down. I love to pull my kids down on my lap and just give them a big old bear hug, you know, a mama hug. And that is what God does to us, guys. He really does do that. He just wants to do that with you right now, wherever you are, driving down the road, sitting in your house, wherever you are. Just sit down on his lap and let him hold you.
Right. And right on with that, Pastor. And for those of a scientific brain out there, the more of the realists, like, you know, I know God's there,
logical.
Whatever, but you can't feel him, yo. Okay, yes, you can.
Yes.
If you really get into it focus in on it. Because let's go back to what I was saying. When you're walking along that water.
Yeah.
And you hear the sea talking to you and the wind whispers in your ear and the breeze caresses your face. That's God loving you.
Amen. Yep. Amen. And it says here, you just read this, Connie, you just read the end of this, of Psalm 91 in the Message Bible. If you'll hold on to me for dear life, says God. Now, guys, that's what you do. Like a little child, you know, that's running or shopping, you know, with their mother and they're looking for their mom and they hang on to it. My little dogs do that. You know, they follow me around the house. Bailey's my best escort. He follows me from one end of the house to the other. You know, he takes me here, takes me there, follows me everywhere I go, you know, and then he just sits down and looks at me like, well, where are we going next? What are we doing? You know, and this is the kind of thing that God does for us. He wants us to realize he's right there with us. And he says here, if you'll hold on to me for dear life, says God, I'll get you out of any trouble.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
In the NIV, it says, because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him and I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name.
Whoa. It's because he loves us and we love him, and he does get us out of trouble. He does rescue us. Mm-hmm. He is our safety net. We run to him. We're safe.
That's right.
Yep.
Wow.
That's huge.
Seems so simple. Can it be that simple?
Why don't people want it? Well, we kind of talked about that earlier because of their own thing, right? What else?
It's tough to wrap your head around, yeah, and it has a lot to do with fear. And then didn't one of our wonderful members say earlier, it's, you know, you take everything the Bible says so literally.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
And you got to think of it more in the spiritual aspect about... you know, is he going to protect me from the plague? You know, this awful disease? And things happen. Things do happen.
Right.
And even to touch on, you know, those of you out there, myself is including, not coming up in the, being brought up in the traditional family and that sort of thing. But remember the people that you know, the not so good moms and dads
right.
and families, you know, they're having their struggles too.
Right.
And it's all about the spiritual aspect of it and just believing that he's going to get you through it.
Yes.
People get cancer.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's it. I mean, that's just part of human. right. being a human being.
There are probably people out there listening today that are fighting cancer right this right. moment.
And then why didn't God protect
some,
me?
Some are healed and some are eternally healed.
Right.
Exactly. And that may or may not be physically, but they are healed. What you had said earlier today, Pastor, is, you know, we got to agree that he's going to heal, physically heal. And then he died. Well, he was healed.
Right.
Spiritually.
Yeah.
You got to think of it from
right.
a spiritual aspect.
Exactly. And God knows what's best for everybody in their situation and everybody. Mm-hmm. And that is what's cool. And I've said this many times. I don't know how three such different people could come out of the same two parents. Because my three children are, they don't look alike. They don't act alike. They are so different. And yet they had the same two parents, you know. They're mm-hmm. so individual, you know. But guys, look at all of us. Look at us and laugh. I mean, come on. We are so different from each other, aren't we?
And that's what God loves.
Yeah, Connie's going, speak for yourself there.
Don't you ever wonder what it is that people are having to learn because of different situations? I mean, working in a hospital, I get exposed to a lot of situations
right.
and a lot of tragic things.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know, and it's even more tragic a lot of times because it involves kids in my case now.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I was just sitting here as you guys were talking about the whole aspect of God. And I'm, you know, I'm just wondering what is it that these people have to learn that they have to go through this?
Right.
Because I don't believe that God made them go through it mm-hmm. for some kind of punishment.
No,
he's
not a punishing
that.
God. No.
No. But, you know, when you have babies that are born premature and,
right.
and you know, and some of them don't live.
Right.
And some of them do fine. And some of them are, I mean, truly miracles.
Right.
They don't have head bleeds. They don't, you know, and they come back when they're 2 years old and they're just like a dang 2 year old, you know, with an attitude. And,
right.
And, you know, you never believe that they were that sick.
Right.
And, you know, it sometimes just overwhelms me when I think of what is it that they're to learn from
right.
this? And please let them learn it.
Exactly.
Amen.
You know, the first time around instead of having to do it again.
Well, when we're going through those hard times, it helps us so much to know that we have a Heavenly Father
yeah.
who is a mama to us.
Absolutely.
Praise God.
That we can run to Him and we can get that that little kiss on the boo-boo, you know,
yeah, exactly.
when we fell down and busted our knee, you know, and the mama says, it's going to be okay. Let me
that's
put
right.
that Band-Aid on it. You know, and that's what God does. And He's saying to us today, it's going to be okay, sweetie.
That's right.
You're going through a hard time. You're going through a struggle. I don't know who I'm talking to right now, but you are hearing my voice and you know it's you. There are hard times in life. There are struggles. There are times we don't understand at all what it is going on and why it's going on. And yet God reassures us that we're in the palm of His hand. We are the apple of His eye. You know, we're His children and He loves us and He cares about us. And that's what it's all about. And
amen.
We got to learn that.
Mm-hmm.
We got to learn He loves us that much.
Mm-hmm. And the devil just wants us to keep thinking about, oh, my God, I'm going to get laid off.
Yes.
Oh, my God, these gas prices are going nuts. My car broke down. It's hot and my air conditioner just broke down. That's another bill. It's a focus.
Yes.
It's a reality. We have to get through it.
Yes.
But don't harp on it.
Exactly.
Don't let it keep you down.
Focus. Don't you think our focus is a big part of this?
Yeah.
And what we see and what we keep our thinking about? And the devil plays with our minds. He is the battleground is in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And if he can tell you nobody loves you, nobody cares about what's going on in your life, you don't have, maybe some of you out there don't have an earthly mother any longer. Maybe, you know, that person is gone or in heaven or doesn't even talk to you. Maybe it's that type of thing. And it's a lonely place. It can be a lonely place. But here's where God reassures us through Moses in Psalm 91. Here's what I am to you. I'm your refuge. I'm your strength. Run to me. You're going to be safe. Talk to me. You're not going to be bombarded. You're going to learn to, something good's going to come out of all of this. You know, in the last few verses of Psalm 91, And it really bears repeating in the Message Bible, starting with verse 14. If you'll hold on to me for dear life, let's go back to that, because we got to do that. We got to do the holding on. Mm-hmm.
You know, when you were talking about that early pastor, I was thinking about, have you ever seen that kid? He's just, or she is just so petrified coming into a group of people.
Yes.
They hide behind their mother and stuff like that. But this kid grabs hold of their mom's leg.
Yeah.
So tight, they're hanging there like a monkey.
Right.
They're not moving.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
The mother has to walk.
Yeah.
With a lead leg to move with this kid. She's
right.
Latched on, and he's now becoming a part of her leg.
Yeah.
That's what I think
about. Been there,
about.
Done that. Yeah.
And that's right. And that's how God wants us to hold on
to
him.
Yes.
That's a good
for
visual.
Dear life.
That's a great visual. If you'll hold on to me for dear life, that's it, says
mm-hmm.
God.
Yeah.
I'll get you out of any trouble. Now, there's where we got to exercise this faith, and we got to say, wait a minute, God, you said in Psalm 91, verse 14, that if I would hold on to you for dear life, you're going to get me out of any trouble. So some of you in our listening audience today that are going through all kinds of trouble right now, hang on to him for dear life. He's going to get you out of it.
Mm-hmm. That's right, because if you're holding on to him, like that little kid is hanging onto the leg, if the floor drops out below you, you're not going anywhere.
In fact, you're
not even going to know the floor dropped out below you.
That's right.
You're still hanging on.
Yeah, if you're hanging on so That's snugly, right. you already have your foundation.
Exactly. He says, I'll give you the best of care if you'll only get to know and trust me. Wow. A lot of people say this, but my first child, Ryan, I was so overprotective. And when his pacifier would fall out of his mouth, you know, I would go boil it and all that stuff. And by the third kid, I'd say, oh, it's on the floor. Here, pick it up. Put it in your mouth, you know.
Rub it down.
That's good.
Yeah, you know. Mm. So I guess we need to be thinking
and
about.
And he survived.
He did survive, yeah.
And so did Ryan.
Right, and he did too. So I think that we need to think about what that mother of that first kid does, you know, mm-hmm. and where they're like giving them the best of care, you know, and like, oh, always making sure they go to bed on time and do all that stuff. God is looking after you, mm-hmm. my dear one, just like that, you know. And then, you know, the parent has six kids and they don't remember their names or anything after a while. But you know what? God is not like that. He knows your name. He knows everything about you. And he says, I'll give you the best of care. If you only get to know and trust me. Now, again, if the responsibility comes back on us, guys, if you'll only get to know and trust me. Whoa. He gives us the best of care, but we have responsibility mm-hmm. here. We got to get to know him. We got to trust him.
You have to call your mother.
Yep, call your mother.
That's right. Call him.
Because the next line, Michelle says, call me and I'll answer. Call me and I'll answer.
What does your mother always say? You never call me.
That's right. There you go. Call me and I'll answer. And God says that to us. Call me and I'll answer. He's going to answer the phone, for heaven's sake. He's going to be there when you feel like nobody's there. He's there. Call me and I'll answer. Be at your side in bad times. Going to have bad times? Yep. Bad times mm-hmm. happen to good people. Mm-hmm. They're there. But guess what? God's going to be right there at your side.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to go through with him, his arms wrapped around you.
Wow. That's his mama nature.
Mm-hmm.
That's his mama nature. That's his El Shaddai nature. The all-sufficient one, the one who is more than enough. Wow. Listen to this song, and then we're going to come back for some final comments and thoughts. When I Let It Go, listen to this song.
I have tried to guide my circumstance, but there's just no way I can. When will I learn this lesson? Your ways are not like mine. Lord, help me to surrender the control I try to have on my. Peaceful.
Praise God. Take my hand. Gently lead me, God. Woo! We got to let go of all of our preconceived ideas of God and allow him to change us. Michelle and Connie, I believe that there are brave souls listening today who are saying, you know what? I need to get to know Mama God. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had my impression that God is this mean, big, whatever, sitting up there ready to pound me in the ground. And I didn't realize that he is all comfort, all peace, all joy, all of these things. And
I also want to add on to that.
Please
he
do.
He has a great sense of humor, too. I had a conversation with my dad this yesterday. And my dad's a spiritual guy. And he knows the word, and he lives a loving life. He at least tries to do that.
Cool.
And I had said to him, "We're God's children that make him laugh too."
Yes.
You know, he loves to laugh.
Yeah.
And I feel that. How do you know that? Because I feel it.
Right.
Because
mm-hmm.
it makes me want to make him laugh. You know,
yeah.
I want to impress him with my humor and
right.
and make him giggle because it feels so good to laugh.
Yes.
And that's. That's another piece of it is you feel that good feeling. Think about it when you're laughing just and you it's contagious and you keep
the
laughing.
Joy of the Lord.
And that's
yeah.
what it is. It is the joy of the Lord.
Yes. So much fun. Mm-hmm. You know, God wants to go with you all day. You know, I wish I'm a grandma. You know, I have four and they're wonderful and I'm getting ready to go see them soon and I can't wait. And I'm going to go to their ball games and I'm going to, you know, do, I mean, they're all stars and they do all these things and they're artists. And, oh gosh, I could talk to you for a whole show about my four grandchildren, but y'all don't want to hear that, do you? But you know what? I am proud of them and I like to spend time with them.
Right.
Okay. And as their grandmother, when I see them out there and like when Rylan hits a ball over somebody's head, you know, uh-huh. and it's out there and she's running those bases, I'm going, hey, that's my granddaughter. That is my flesh and blood. And you know what? God does that with us.
That's right.
You know, he's looking at us and he's going, that was a home run.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good hit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you took a bad situation and you turned it around, or you trusted me in the midst of a really hard time. Atta way to go. That's the mama nature, because the grandmama, the mama nature goes, yeah, it's okay. Pat you on the back, you know, and you think, oh, I fly it out to center, you know, and mama nature is going, that
was
all right.
That was a good hit, though.
That was a good hit. You know, you tried. That was great. You know uh-huh. what I'm saying? That's
right.
What we're talking about today. God's mother nature that says to us, call me and I'll answer. Be at your side in bad times. I'll rescue you, then throw you a party.
Amen. And then throw you a party.
I'll give you a long life. Give you a long drink of salvation. That's the God we serve. Mm. Dear friends, let go of the junk. Forgive your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Forgive your mom. Forgive your dad. Forgive God for not giving you the mom you thought you needed. And accept him as that mom of God. Final thought. Make it quick.
I like the song Fear Not My Child and how he said, I know how to care for what belongs
yes.
to me.
Yes. That praise really, God. And he does.
Yeah.
He knows how to take care of us, doesn't
and
he?
And we belong to him, whether we
yes.
like it or not.
We're his kids.
Yep.
He's our mama God.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle?
I just think of, every time I think of God, I just think of love. Those two words
yes.
are interchangeable for me.
Yes.
And those of you that are thinking out there, I don't know that feeling. You know, I don't know where that came from. How do you just do that? Or why should I even do it? I'm cool.
Right.
Everything's smooth. Go down, dig deep, and find that really great, fulfilling, loving feeling in the pit of your soul. Go deeper and find it. And then dig just that much more deeper. Once you find that really great feeling, that's God forever.
That's God loving you.
That's why you should do it.
Amen. Wow, this has been fun. Does the time go fast in here, guys?
Nice. Blazing.
Praise God. You've been listening to Living the Good Life, brought to you every week at this time live From Beacon of Hope Ministries, I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister. My special guests today have been Connie Farmer and Michelle Cardinal, wonderful members of my congregation and a blessing, a true blessing to me. And as you leave us today, take some time alone with God. Sit down and say, God, I may not know you like this. I didn't realize you're supposed to be my mama, God. And I want you to be that for me. And I want to get under your arms and come to you and run to you for comfort. I want that relationship with you, God, because God says, when you draw close to me, I will draw close to you. Our closing song, as always, is It's Not Far to Jesus.
Praise God.
God bless you. Catch us next week, 4:34. We love you. Beacon of Hope. See ya.
It's not far.